time to meet the men from the ministry. We're about to walk the Whitehall Way with Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, John Graham, Hilary Pritchard, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Ministry men don't know the meaning of the word idleness, and indeed they're baffled by many other long words as well. In the General Assistance Department, Lennox, Brown and Lamb are always on their toes.
You know, I quite enjoy helping the Social Security people. They certainly produce some marvellous forms.
Yes, they really know how to confuse the public. Look at this one here. Look, write your full name and address, unless deceased.
Yes, one. If dead, give date and cause of death.
List all members of your family, broken down by age and sex. There's genius there, you know.
Oh, yes.
And you know, too, some of the replies are almost as good.
I'm not sure what to do with this one. The woman says, I have covered my card with stamps. Should I do the same with my children?
Well, tell her there's no need, as long as she's on the card with her husband underneath.
And what about this lady's query? Our social welfare officer has been visiting me for years, and I now have several children and one on the way. What are you going to do about it?
Thank her for the details of her family, but tell her she'd better send them to her local office in a large envelope.
Ah, here's Mildred.
Right, a cheer. Coffee's here.
Coffee this morning, eh?
Now, look, you better drink it up quick. I just saw the permanent undersecretary in the passage.
Oh, Sir Gregory's in early today?
No, sir. He's only just come in for yesterday. Any minute now, he'll charge in here and say...
Now then, Lennox Brown.
Oh, my word, Mildred, what a marvellous impression. We'll be having you on New Faces.
It's a pity we can't have New Faces on you two.
Oh, hello, Sir Gregory.
I thought I told you to cut down tea breaks.
We have, sir. This is coffee.
Oh, be quiet. Be quiet, all of you, and listen.
Yes.
Now, there's an urgent job to be done. Now, I needn't tell you what Britain's biggest asset is, the great discovery that's going to put this country back on the map.
Michael Parkinson, sir?
No, man.
No.
Oil.
Oh.
North Sea oil.
Oh, yes, I saw something about that in the papers. Yes.
Well, you are to go out to a North Sea oil rig on vital government business.
I say.
An oil rig? In the North Sea, sir? Oh, any particular one?
Well, of course a particular one. They all have names. There's the Penelope rig, the Veronica. You will be landing on Diana rig.
That will be exciting.
Now, your mission is so urgent and top secret that all details have been placed in this sealed envelope to be opened when you arrive on the rig and not before.
And not before, we understand. Yes.
When this special assignment has been carried out, you'll make a routine inspection of the rig on behalf of Her Majesty's government.
Very well, sir, yes.
Oh, I'd better take Miss Murfin with you to take notes.
Oh, I've never been that far out on the water before.
Don't worry, Mr. Lennox Brown and I have been at sea many times.
You can say that again.
Mr. Lennox Brown and I have been...
Oh, be quiet, man. Now, you leave tomorrow taking the train to Aberdeen. From there, you fly to the oil rig by helicopter.
Oh, my word, yes. It should be rather pleasant, sir. Rather pleasant. I believe the North Sea can be beautiful in summer.
Yes. I'll be up there myself, as it happens.
I'm quite looking forward to it. Oh, you mean you're coming with us, Sir Gregory?
Certainly not.
Ah, yes. Well, I'm quite looking forward to it, sir. Yes.
I shall be in Scottish waters with my new yacht, Gay Marauder, doing sea trials and so on.
Then we might run into you up there, Sir Gregory. We might be passing your yacht.
Well, if you are Lamb, please feel free to keep on passing.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, the Marauder's a magnificent vessel and not to be messed up by casual visitors. Cost me £100,000.
Why? Sure, sir. 6 months' salary gone, just like that.
Yeah, that was when I placed the order. She's now insured for 10,000 more. At least she will be when I posted this form with my check.
Very wise, sir.
Oh, anyone got a stamp?
I'm buying some at lunchtime, Sir Gregory.
Ah, then perhaps you'd take this and post it for me. Now, we don't want any slip-ups on this oil rig job. It's the key to Britain's future.
Mean old devil. He pays $100,000 for a yacht and I have to pay 6.5p to post his insurance.
Cheap at the price, too. For a moment there, he almost smiled.
Yes. Well, that's because of his yacht trip, sir. He's looking forward to some sunshine.
Do you think he'll get a bit?
Oh, I'm sure he will. He's taken Daphne Bentwater from the tarpon pool.
Sea trials, indeed. I hope he's found guilty.
Yes. Well, never mind all that now. We should be thinking about our trip.
I've never been in a helicopter before. What's it like?
A helicopter? Well, it's like an egg whisk designed by a committee. Now, come on, come on. There's no need to be nervous. Do open your eyes and enjoy the scenery.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing, Mr. Lamb. The North Sea's lovely and calm. Calm as a millstone.
Pond, Mildred.
Oh, sorry. The North Pond's as calm as a millstone. Now, don't keep your eyes shut, Mr. Lamb. You're missing it all.
Oh, all right. Look, quick, tell the pilot.
Well, what's the matter?
The wings have dropped off.
Don't be daft. Helicopters don't have wings.
Oh, don't try to humour me. If a helicopter doesn't have wings, what keeps it up in the air?
Oh, well, it's perfectly simple, too. I mean, it's forced up by gravity.
Oh.
The thingamabob on the whatnot causes the square on the doodahs equal to the how was your father? Look, I'm afraid this is all rather too technical for you, too, you see. Ah, here comes the pilot. Hello, Captain.
Pilot, if he's come to talk to us, who's driving the helicopter?
Don't worry, laddie. We've got an automatic pilot.
Really?
Aye, we've all been automated.
I thought you were standing awkwardly.
We don't need any of your clever English satire here. I'll just collect your tickets, if you please.
Tickets? But we're on urgent government business. We don't have tickets.
Yeah, well, in that case, I must ask you to leave. The door's just on your left.
Leave? But we're flying over the North Sea.
Aye, and you've no tickets.
Oh, very well. There you are. Here's a ministry check.
Uh-huh. By the way, I thought I should warn you. You ken the lassie here will no be able to land on the rig.
Aye?
No women are allowed on North Sea oil rigs.
Oh, good Lord. Yes, come to think of it, I read that summer. Dear me, what are we going to do?
Well, of course, no one need know the lassie's a lassie.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, you could disguise her in that old flying suit and helmet of mine, for instance.
What a good idea.
A very kind thought, Captain McTavish.
Not at all, not at all. You can hire the lot for £50.
Oh, Glory, well, it seems we have no option. Lucky it's only public money.
Aye, well, we're coming into the oil rig now. You'll want to see the top man there, Mr. Hoover.
Mr. Hoover?
Mr. Hoover. He's a Canadian, but very fond of Scotland. At the hotel in Aberdeen, they keep him a tartan room.
A tartan room?
Aye, and after a month on the rig, he's glad of both. Fasten your belts, then. I'm taking her down.
He's an odd chap, too. Seems to be a bit on edge.
Well, helicopters must be worrying for a man in a kilt.
Hi there, gentlemen, and welcome aboard Diana Rig.
Ah, you must be Mr. Hoover?
That's me, Dan Hoover from Vancouver.
I'm Lennox Brown from London Town. This is my junior colleague here. This is Mr. Lamb, standing there.
How do you do, Mr. Hoover? And this is our secretary, Mr. Murfin.
Pleased to meet you, I'm sure.
Well, come into my office, gentlemen.
Yes, well, thank you very much.
I was alerted that you were on your way here. Now, what exactly is the purpose of your visit? It must be something vital to us all, know what I mean?
Well, indeed, Mr. Hoover, yes. Now, two, if you'll just let me have the sealed orders, will you?
Right, here you are, one.
Thank you very much, that's the idea. Now, after I've studied these, I can put you fully in the picture.
Oh, sealed orders. I guess you move in pretty high circles.
Well, our boss says we move in ever-diminishing ones. Whatever that means. What about you, Mr. Hoover? You're actually getting oil from the seabed?
Yes, sir. We're already bringing up 50,000 barrels a day.
Amazing. I wonder how it gets in the barrels in the first place.
How's that again?
By Jove, I've read the sealed orders and the matter's graver than I thought. Mr. Hoover, you have an employee here by the name of O'Leary. Patrick Seamus O'Leary.
O'Leary. Seamus O'Leary?
Probably Welsh.
Our visit concerns this man.
Oh, I see. And it's a serious matter?
Extremely serious. It's come to the notice of the Department of Health and Social Security that in 1972, this man O'Leary affixed national insurance stamps to his card in an upside-down manner.
Oh, gracious.
Well, go on. What else?
What else? Isn't that enough?
It's an appalling and flagrant breach of regulations, and one up with which we cannot put. Oh, my word, no.
O'Leary should be ashamed of himself.
You're wasting my time. You're wasting my men's time. We are too busy here working 18 hours a day to bother about government red tape. Know what I mean?
There's no need to adopt that attitude of tone, Mr. Hoover.
Certainly not. We work hard in Whitehall, you know. Oh, my word, yes.
Quite right. I worked 18 hours in 1976.
18 hours a day?
No, I worked 18 hours in 1976.
You guys have got no idea. My men face danger every hour of the day.
Well, our job's dangerous, too. Only last month, I trapped my finger in a paperclip. Mm.
And our colleague, Mr. Wilkins, has just had 2 weeks sick leave.
Indeed.
Mm, he drank his tea with a spoon in the cup and poked himself in the eye.
You'll sure be in danger around this rig, because if you don't get off of here quick, I'm going to go bear sick. Know what I mean?
We shall not leave, Mr. Hoover, until we've made a thorough inspection of the whole area.
But you're kidding. I'm not having you gooks prowling around my rig.
If we report you failed to cooperate, Mr. Ben may come here in person.
Oh, say, you guys pull some pretty ugly threats. Okay, you better see round. Let's get it over with. Well, that's it. You've seen everywhere.
Yes, we have, Mr. Hoover, and we have certain points to make. Firstly, under the Factories Act of 1946, this oil rig is classed as an industrial area or workshop. And in accordance with para 272...
Subsection B4, Amendment 4B...
You should have a chimney stack 80 feet high.
A chimney on an oil rig?
And in accordance with safety regulations, there should be at least 4 ladders reaching to the ground. I quote the relevant form, IMABF.
IM12.
Exactly.
Ladders to the ground? The ground is way below the surface of the sea, you know what I mean?
And what about safety arrangements, in case someone fell into the sea?
We have an emergency life raft. You can see it down there, moored to the base of the rig. It has iron rations, life belts, even flares, in case the guy's not rescued at once.
Well, we better go down and examine it, too.
Look, you're wasting my time. I have work to do. Know what I mean?
We needn't detain you, Mr. Hoover. We'll go down there on our own.
Okay, but remember, the helicopter collects you in half an hour. I sure wouldn't want you to miss it. If I never see you again, it'll be too soon.
Oh, what a rude man. Come on, let's go down to the raft.
Blimey, it's not a very big raft, is it? There's just room for the three of us if I cling to the mast with one hand and Mr. Lamb's leg with the other.
Now, you check the mooring rope, too, will you? Make sure it's knotted in triplicate.
Yeah, right you are, man.
Oh, dear me, this number's not very clear.
Is that important, sir?
Well, of course it's important, yes. I told the AC rescue man in Aberdeen yesterday, all safety craft must be clearly numbered.
Is that why you had them bring their boats ashore?
Yes, I gave strict orders to the naval people. They must all have numbers painted on their bottoms.
Here's the mooring rope one. It seems in order.
Yeah, Mr. Lamb. Look what you've been and going and done. You've untied it.
Oh, good grief, too. We're drifting away from the rig.
Oh, well, we all make mistakes. I thought you'd like to inspect it.
Oh,
The current's carrying us away. We'll have to shout for help from the rig. Now, after me. Now, 1, 2, 3.
Help!
Help! Help! Oh, it's no good. We're too far off already.
Well, this wretched car's like a mill race.
The oil rig people are so careless. I only untied the rope for a couple of seconds, and the rig drifted away.
We're lost in the no sea. We're macarooned.
That'll do, Mildred. There's no sense in panicking. Stop it. We'll soon be picked up. There are plenty of boats in these waters.
Well, now, Daphne, my little peach blossom, what do you think of it, eh? Magnificent, isn't it?
Why did you moor right out here, Bunny? There's nothing to look at but sea.
Ah, quite right, my dear. The sea, the sky, nothing to do but lie here sunning ourselves. Do you know what I like most about you, Daphne?
My hair?
No.
My figure?
No.
My charisma.
No, come on. What do I like about you best?
I give in.
That's it. Exactly.
Bunny, oh, stop it. Now I know what they mean by all hands on deck.
Ah, oh, come along, my saucy little sailor girl. I don't want to have you clapped in irons.
Oh, oh, that's funny, Bunny.
Not at all, my dear. It's nature's way, you know.
There's a raft out there drifting towards us. With people on it.
No, take no notice. They've probably just been shipwrecked.
Two of them are wearing bowler hats. And one's paddling with an umbrella. Oh, I say, he's just like that nice Mr. Lamb at the ministry.
What?
Well, see for yourself.
Good grief. Is this a hideous dream?
No, it can't be.
It mustn't be. It is. Lennox Brown and Lamb.
And Mildred Martin. Shall I signal to them to come aboard?
No, I expect they're just having a day out. You mustn't spoil their fun. Ignore them.
I don't think we can. The current's rushing them towards us. So it's no use hiding down there, Bunny. I think they're going to bump into us.
Good Lord, it's Sir Gregory. We said we might run into him.
I would, so it is.
Hello, Sir Gregory. Glad to see you, sir. How's Lady Pitkin?
Oh, you half-witted, clumsy idiots. You bashed my bulwarks.
We need your boat and all.
This yacht is brand new, and you made a nasty gash in the paint. If I could get down there, I'd strangle you. Now, clear off. Get lost.
But, Sir Gregory, we are lost.
We're adrift at sea, you see.
Oh, I don't care. You're not far from land. Less than 80 miles, I'd say.
But in which direction, sir?
Oh, follow the sun, man, or the pole star. Don't bother me with stupid questions. Be off with you. I'm trying to enjoy some privacy.
Bunny, quick, come down to the cabin.
Oh, you provocative little minx. I'll be with you in a moment, my dear, but let's get rid of these people first.
No, Bunny, there's water in the cabin. It was up to my ankles.
Up to your ankles?
Yes, and I was standing on the bunk.
Good grief. They've hulled the ship. We're sinking. The water's pouring in. Look.
Hadn't we better get on their raft?
The raft, yes, is our only hope. Abandon ship, women and children first.
Wait for me, Bunny.
Help! Come back, little farm. We're sinking. Come back.
Help! Help! I'm drowning! Save me!
I'm doing my best, but I can't hold you up much longer, Bunny. Why don't you do the breaststroke?
Not now, Daphne.
I don't have time for that sort of thing.
Hold on, Sir Gregory. We'll rescue you. Now grab hold of my brolly and I'll haul you aboard the raft.
Yeah.
I'll give you a hand, Miss Bentwater. Lucky you're wearing those water wings. Oh, sorry.
All right, yes, that'll do. Lamb, I do not need the kiss of life.
Welcome aboard, Sir Gregory. Lucky we were passing this way, sir.
Yes, if we hadn't come along, where would you have been?
If you hadn't come along, we'd still be on the deck of my yacht, you blundering lunatics. I could murder you.
That's enough of that. I won't have threats aboard my vessel.
What do you mean, your vessel? I'm the senior man.
In Whitehall, yes. Not here. You have chosen to come aboard my craft.
Oh,
yes.
There's not much room, is there? This raft's only meant to hold three.
As captain, I'm working on a solution to that, Mildred. Now, chins up, everyone, and we'll soon be picked up. They'll have missed us on the oil rig by now.
Mr. Hoover, sir, can I be asked to having a word with you? I'm O'Leary, sir.
Yes, O'Leary, what is it?
It's the helicopter, sir. Only it isn't, because it's left. Without taking them civil servants that was here.
What? Well, why didn't it take them?
Well, there was nowhere to be seen. Captain McTavish and me looked everywhere for them, and suddenly there they were.
Where?
Gone. They must have been after falling into the sea, sir.
Fallen into the sea, eh?
We'd best be after alerting the air sea rescue.
Yes, I guess so. Well, I'm seeing them next month. I'll try and remember to mention it then.
Do you think we will be picked up, sir?
Of course, Mildred. It's just a matter of time.
But it's been 2 days already. And Mildred and I are freezing.
And you can't blame me. That was Sir Gregory's idea.
But we're passing ships notice our underwear flying from the mast. And I am worried about Mr. Lamb. I know this raft's too small for 5, but it seems awful, making him swim along behind.
Oh, I think he quite enjoys it, you know. You all right, too?
Yeah, here you are, woman. You get the job, lady.
Oh, his diction's awfully sloppy these days. I might have Sir Gregory swap with him when he wakes up.
If he wakes up, I've never seen anyone sleep so heavy.
Well, you know, Sir Gregory always sleeps after a big meal.
Well, you shouldn't have let him eat that life belt. We might have needed it.
Now, let's have no more grumbling, please. What we need is a sing-song. Sing-song, see, to cheer us up.
A sing-song?
Yes, well, like people did in the Blitz. And besides, the air sea rescue people might hear. They're sure to be out looking for us by now.
Oh, would you, Adam and Eve it?
Are we ready? We're riding along on the crest of the wave, and the sun is in the sky.
How are things in air sea rescue?
Oh, so-so. Had a wee bit of bother last month from some ministry men.
Say, that reminds me, so did I. A bunch of pinstriped pansies messing around my rig. Oh, must be 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Oh, aye, it could be the same.
Funny thing is, they disappeared, vanished. Now, my guess is they fell in the sea.
Aye, they look quite capable of that.
Reckon you should organize a search?
Oh, what can I do that, laddie? I had all my craft brought ashore for renumbering in triplicate, so I've no boats available.
Yeah, well, it was just a thought.
Besides, it's a bad time for a search. There's a big storm blowing up. Worst ever, the forecast said. Aye, God help sailors on a night like this.
At last, a calm sea to write my log. The 4 days of storm have tested us beyond endurance. The women clung to the mast. Sir Gregory clung to the women. And I clung to Sir Gregory. We were unable to send up flares since Mr. Lamb had eaten them. As I write, dawn is breaking, and so is Sir Gregory. His hollow cheeks and staring eyes recall the ancient mariner.
We're doomed! Doomed, I tell you! I've seen the albatross. There it is! The dreaded albatross!
That's not an albatross, Sir Gregory. It's a rather fat seagull.
Seagull? Do you see what that means, too?
We should take cover.
No. It means that we're close to land.
Oh, you're right. I can see land on the horizon. Land ho!
Attention, everyone. We've crossed the North Sea. Now, by my calculations, that's the German coast. Somewhere near Hamburg.
Yes. I'll have one with cheese and onions.
No.
Yes.
Hamburg, Sir Gregory, not hamburger.
Now, smarten yourselves up, everyone. We'll soon be washed ashore. And even after 6 weeks at sea, we are ambassadors for our country.
Hear the albatross. I'll kill the albatross. I'll get the bird. The albatross.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Dry land at last.
The albatross.
I say, one, there's a peasant walking along the beach. We can ask for help.
Yes, well, now, you just leave this to me, too. I'm rather good at German. Or Deutsch, as they call it over here.
Oh, he's seen us, Mr. Lennox Brown. He's coming over.
Yes, anyone. Yes. Achtung, my good man, Donner and Blitzen. maybe have ein word mit zu auf Wiedersehen.
What are you on about, mate? Any more lip and I'll fetch you a knuckle sandwich. Oh.
And now the rest of the news. There was excitement at Southend today when 3 bearded men and 2 girls came ashore from a small raft after several weeks at sea. One of the men, who was wild-eyed and staring, seemed to be shouting that his name was Albert Ross. He had a seagull perched on his head. The group were quickly arrested as illegal immigrants. But their identities were established later after treatment for the removal of seaweed and barnacles. It was then thought that they'd been shipwrecked, but a civil service spokesman said they'd been conducting important government research. It had been an experiment to establish that the first Scots came south to London by boat. Following the recent increase in British rail fares, it's thought many Scots will now resume this mode of transport.
Have you found a publisher for your book yet, Bunny?
Well, there are several interested, as you'd expect. Yes, I'm calling it From Rockhall to Whitehall Without a Paddle.
It was a brilliant idea, saying it was all research.
Well, one has to improvise, you know. And I wonder how Sir Gregory will react when they release him from the asylum. He may feel rather peeved, you know.
Yes, I hear he's back today, sir. We'd better watch out.
Now then, all of you.
You're not going to be cross, are you, Sir Gregory?
No, lad. No, I was furious at first, but that month in a darkened room has purged my anger. Our sufferings together have forged a common bond, links which cannot be pulled asunder.
Very generous, sir. Yes.
Well, there's no sense in raking up the past, eh? No need to tell people you ran into me with Miss Bentwater.
Of course not, sir, no.
But we are sorry about sinking your lovely new yacht.
Well, I'll buy an even better one with the insurance money. I valued her a little over the odds, you know. I'm sure the insurance will be all right.
Oh, the insurance will be all right, Sir Gregory. I've still got the envelope safe in my pocket.
What? You didn't post it?
No, I kept forgetting, but I'm going to post it today.
I'm not insured. I've lost £100,000. I'll murder you.
Sir Gregory, you said our links could never be pulled asunder.
I'll pull you asunder, and you let us run. I'll have you
All at Sea as the men from the Ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, John Graham and Hilary Pritchard. The program was written by Edward Taylor and John Graham and produced by Edward Taylor. ¶¶